or no blade wrong. Ain't got no home or no place to roam. I'm a lonely boy, I ain't got a home.
We're sorry, your call cannot be completed as dialed. Please check the number or try your call again.
Pardon me, sir.
Yes?
Are you by chance a vicious criminal?
Good afternoon, and welcome to Reach Radio. I'm Ellen Mason, your host, and housing heffy, teleporting the latest real estate news, home buying facts, and money-saving tips, plus community reports and event information. Our mission at Reach is placing families in a home, not just a house. There's no better time to become a homeowner than right now. To get started, call the good folks at Reach and let them know you're ready to become a homeowner. They have the latest information about how you may benefit from their substantial inventory of South Florida properties. Toll-free number for Reach is 855-48-REACH. That's 855-48-R-E-A-C-H or 855-487-3224. You may check out our website at www.reachforhousing.org. That's Reach, the number for housing.org. Well, coming up on today's show, it's holiday greetings and Christmas cheer will magnanimously dominate our show. We have a studio full of guests from Christmas past, as in past shows, and maybe a housing message from Christmas future. But most importantly, our guests are ready to share their favorite Christmas story with you. After that, real estate news at the bottom of the hour with Steve Cody. Steve asked Santa's lawyers what he called Santa's elves. He said they were subordinate clauses. No. And, of course, Reach Radio Spotlight Home of the Week. We'll show you how the good folks at Reach can make this house your home. And then our house segment features our very own resident pest control freak, Carlton Thompson. He has the best remedy for opining Christmas trees. You're about 35 minutes away from our house. But right now, let's take a look at South Florida's latest real estate headlines brought to you by ReachForHousing.org, your HUD-approved housing counselor. Now Reach Radio's consistently random voice of wisdom and full-time news orator, Steve Cody.
Why, thank you, sir. An easing of trade with Cuba, more than 50 years since the start of the Cold War embargo, could have a benefit on Florida, on refugees, and on the Florida real estate business. We'll explain. They're also saying, though, don't break out the cigars just yet. Financially strapped homeowners who sold their homes this year in a short sale or got a loan modification that includes a principal reduction appear likely to benefit from the same tax break that has helped people in the past. It's called the Mortgage Debt Forgiveness Act. We'll tell you more about it. Average long-term mortgage rates edged a little higher this week after 4 weeks of declines, but they remain at historically low levels. That could entice potential homebuyers. And speaking of homebuyers, Florida homeowners might soon find a more friendly reception in the state's courtrooms after a state Supreme Court found that some judicial practices designed to speed up cases might actually be improper. Confidence in homeownership was shaken a bit during the recession, and many Americans became renters. The number of renters went up about 25%. We'll see whether it's better to rent or to buy in your situation. And finally, for the person who has everything, we have a holiday gift that I guarantee they don't have. That and much more coming up during the news at the bottom of the hour.
That's pretty scary, I think. All right, when we return, our first Christmas caroler has a childhood story about a rip-roaring experience. Did you know that there's a law in Britain that actually makes it mandatory to go to church on Christmas Day? It's deemed the Holidays and Fasting Act. It still exists today.
Concerned about your future? Don't know how to make it right? How will you get your credit back? Where will your family live? The financial crisis has become very personal. Sleepless nights, not sure how you can hang on. Reach out and let Reach work with you toward financial and housing stability again. The good folks at Reach are waiting for your call. They're a 501c3 HUD-approved organization with a heart. contact a REACH certified counselor today at 855-48-REACH or email housing at reachforhousing.org. That's REACH, the number 4, housing.org. Check out their webpage and success stories at reachforhousing.org. Call 855-48-REACH. That's 855-487-3224. Email housing at reachforhousing.org. Most of the services are free, so reach out. They'll reach back. 855-487-3224.
Ain't got no home or no place to roam. Ain't got no home or no place to roam.
Hey, welcome back to Reach Radio. I'm Alan Mason, your host and housing heffy, with a lifestyle change message just for you. Remember last week we spoke about the advantages of buying a home in December or January? Well, if you are a first-time home buyer using FHA, HUD, and other government programs, you must complete selected HUD-approved training courses in order to qualify for HUD assistance and also receive big discounts from the banks. REACH offers a litany of workshops and one-on-one personal training sessions designed to assist you in qualifying for home ownership. REACH offers a comprehensive credit management workshop that shows you how to deal with any negative credit issues you may or may not have, helping you get back on a sound credit track. REACH also offers free foreclosure and modification counseling, free of charge. Did you get that? Free. And FHA back-to-work counseling with financial budgeting workshops, again, most at no charge for you. The toll-free number at REACH is 855-48-REACH. 855-487-3224 gets you in there. All classes are taught in English, Spanish, and Creole. So what are you waiting for? Get on the bus, Gus. If you need a new key, Lee, call the good folks at REACH right now. 855-48-REACH, 855-487-3224. And remember to press 0 for the operator. Don't miss out. Reach out. All right, our first guest is currently an area manager and mortgage banker for Christensen Financial. He has been in the real estate and lending business since 1997, specializing in VA loans. Christian Penner, welcome back to Reach Radio. It's been about a year since you've been on.
It has. It's been too long.
Yeah,
glad to be here.
You need to come and check in and let us know what's going on.
We need to make it more current, more times.
More times? Yeah. Well, hey, that's what we're here for. So you specialize in VA loans. Is that like a special package or just you just helping out the vets?
I love to help out the veterans. I am also affiliated with the Homes for Heroes program. We actually help all of the first responders. So if you are a veteran or if you are an EMT, doctor, nurse, even people in the service-related, you know, industry like teachers and stuff, we actually help them out as well. So anyone associated with first responders, we have a special program for them.
Right, firefighters, policemen, and all that. Absolutely.
Right.
And what do you do? Give them money?
Yeah, they actually get rebates at the closing from some of the real estate commissions involved. Mm-hmm. And most all of them, if I'm a lender, we give them a credit as well.
Is that the Sardowski Fund? Is that what that is?
No, it's actually Homes for Heroes. So if you go to homesforheroesflorida.org, you'll find out more information about that.
Homes for Heroes, and that's F-O-R or the number 4? How's that work?
F-O-R.
So it's homesforheroes.com.
Homesforheroesflorida.org.
Okay. All right. Good, good. I'm glad you cleared that up. You know what? Here's the best thing. If you have any questions about that, call Christian. His number is 561-373-0987, and he'd be able to help you right out there, especially if you're a vet. And we love to take care of our vets and our service people because why? They fought for our freedom.
Absolutely.
Nothing wrong with that, right? All right, Christian, what's your favorite Christmas story? Well, this is our Christmas show, so we have to do that.
Well, when we were younger, me and my, I have two brothers and a sister, our parents used to actually wrap the hallway exit with wrapping paper.
You covered up the whole?
The whole exit,
oh,
so
cool.
It was dark, and they mainly didn't. Now that I'm older, is to so they can set things up, you know, at night. And so if we woke up in the middle of the night excited, you know, that we couldn't see anything.
Right.
So in the morning, the deal was we had to wait for everyone to get together and we'd break through. And then we'd start unwrapping presents all together. So, you know, I've carried on that tradition with my two children. I have a 6-year-old and a 4-year-old. And we do the same thing. And they wait and they get excited and break through. And it was kind of funny. My brother's son last year was waiting for his sister to go out, and he was waiting, getting so excited that he actually kind of peed himself. He was so excited. So It's been a tradition we've been working through, so it's fun.
So, all right, let me just picture this. So we have a hallway, and from the ceiling to the floor, from side to side, is a huge piece of wrapping paper.
Correct.
And you just bust through. What do you say to the kids?
Just come on, I have a video camera waiting on the other side. We always see him come through, and then we watch him open the presents. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, it reminds me of Let's Make a Deal or something. Come on down, boom, and they smash through the paper. So do the kids think that's weird?
No, they love it. They're excited for it because they don't know what's behind there. You know, a lot of times, you know, some kids just walk out and they're waiting. So this is kind of an anticipation for them, and we get things set up for them, and we can go, come on through, it's time, and they bust through, and
that's a pretty cool, and that must really look nice on video, too, when you get that,
neat.
Right?
It's cool.
Yeah. I know some folks back in the day that didn't set up any Christmas tree, no presents, nothing until Christmas Eve. So when the kids went to bed, there was nothing there.
That's exactly what my parents said. That's why. They would you know, wrap it all up and then set everything up. So.
Yeah, I think the surprise is better that way.
Yeah, it's kind of neat.
That's great. So the presents aren't any better. It's just the anticipation, right?
Right.
Well, that's a good story. Yeah. I like that. Now, it's something you might want to try at home. But no downfalls to that, right?
No.
You don't
haven't
put a
had
door
yet.
On the other side of the wrapper. No. When they bust through the wrapper, it's another door, right?
No, we hope not. We try to make it fun for it.
Yeah, sort of like the Get Smart thing. Now, how old are your kids again?
Six and four. Six. I have a son that's six and a daughter that's four.
Mm. I got a 9-month-old and a 6-month-old.
Wow. That's an exciting time
for me.
I don't know how you did that, but.
Well, that was the whole point.
Yeah, right.
So where are you, what are you doing with the office now? It's all brand new stuff. You said before you were with another group of folks.
Yeah, right? So I'm with a company called Christensen Financial, mm-hmm. Orlando-based company. You know, we work with about 25 different lenders and institutions to fund, you know, all sorts of loans, everything from the VAs, the FHA, USDA, jumbo loans, conventional loans. You know, even we're doing some alt-A stuff now. So if you've had a recent unfortunate, you know, foreclosure or short sale in the last year or 6 months ago, we have a solution for you. Right. That we can do stuff for you.
You're not juggling with chainsaws, are you? Anything like that?
We try to stay away from that.
Well, I know that the interest rates are still low. The Fed was talking about raising the rates, and they got afraid, I guess. And said,
well,
no, we're
what
not
happened
do
was the Fed decided not to raise the rates, which actually, if you saw the stock market last week, it was the biggest 2-day gain they had in years.
Yeah, 400 points, right?
Yeah, it was like 702 days or something. Wow. It was amazing. And you know, the interest rates actually ticked up a little bit, if you can imagine that. It's kind of it has an adverse effect. It's mostly by supply and demand of money. So, but interest rates are still low, historically low. So, you know, I mean, if you're looking to buy a home, you know, the interest rates are, you know, in the high 3s, low 4% range. It's an amazing time.
Yeah, a little different from 81 when it was 17%.
I couldn't even imagine.
All right. Well, listen, here's Christian's website. It's Christian Penner, ChristianPenner.com, www.christianpenner.com, or you can call him at 561-373-0987. Thanks for coming in and sharing that Christmas story. That's kind of cool. And have some candy and stuff, you know.
Well, thank you. I loved it, and I will be back soon, hopefully.
Oh, please. Absolutely. Yeah, we always like to talk about the VA and projects that they're doing. All right, our next guest works in the Fair Housing Project at the Legal Aid Society of Palm Beach, where she provides assistance and representation to Palm Beach County's residents who believe they have been victims of housing discrimination. So joining us in the studio for our Christmas party is attorney at law, Amanda Kleinrock. Thanks for coming in today.
Thanks for having me. It's always great being here.
Well, hey, you know, we have – let me see if I can – those are M&Ms. Woohoo!
Had quite a few handfuls already. I'm wired up. I'm ready to go.
now, absolutely, yeah. A little more sugar and we'll be all right. Now, let me see. Christmas violations? Are there any fair housing Christmas violations? I mean, do they do that during Christmas?
I wish I could say this was a quiet time of year, but no, there's never any shortage of work. You know, one of the biggest issues we see when it comes to discrimination is disability discrimination. In fact, nationwide, and I believe we're pretty representative of that, it's about 40% of all housing discrimination complaints is based on disability. And one of the most common types of violations is a denial of an emotional support animal or a service animal. So a lot of times a year we get people calling us and they're very upset. They're crying that they've received a notice that they have to get rid of their animal and that someone might come and take them away, and they're just terrified. And so imagine to most people, their pet can be like a family member to them, but it's all the more so when you have a disability and you rely on that for your care. So we do our best to give them a happy holiday season and try to help them as much as possible.
Well, that could be a sad story. Let me see. You get a little puppy for Christmas, and you open it up, and your landlord comes by and says, you can't have that Christmas present.
Exactly.
They do that, really?
They do. They do all the time. They don't really respect that law too much. I think a lot of them just aren't even aware of what they can and cannot do. You know, so people can provide their medical verification and show I need this animal, provide the service to me, and it still doesn't make a difference. They try to charge them fees or just to give it the boot.
All right. So the bottom line is, if that happens to you and you feel you're being discriminated against, you need to call Amanda at 561-655-9844. I'll give you that again, 561-655-9844.
And 844, actually.
Is it 844?
8944. Was that just two digits around?
Oh, six, really?
655-8944. Yep.
Oh, my goodness. All right. Let's start over, okay? Uh-huh. All right. Now, get your pencils out. It's 561-655-8944. But the best way is just go to www.legalaidpbc.org, and you can check her out right there. You got a favorite Christmas story for us?
Oh, I wish I did. those are pretty much the ones I watch on screen.
Right? Have you ever helped anybody out in the Christmas season?
Yeah, you know, while we're talking about veterans, we've actually had one where a veteran was home and he had an emotional support animal. I believe he had like a PTSD or something similar, and when he got redeployed, the community had tried to get his family to remove the animal. So imagine he's finally going to come home after doing service for his country, and he'd no longer have his service animal there. So luckily, we were able to, you know, send out notice to them, a kind of a stern letter, and I think that stopped them.
Well, that's
in their tracks.
That's a nice Christmas present right there, right? Or a Hanukkah gift, I guess, right? Either way, it works. Well, we'd like to say Merry Christmas and Happy Hanukkah and Happy anything else that you subscribe to during this season. Okay. And this is the Reach Radio Show Christmas Party. We'll be right back after this. Cy Kane will give us his Christmas story that probably will surprise Ebenezer Scrooge. And did you know that the evergreen tree is edible? Most parts of it anyway. In addition, it's a good source of vitamin C and roughage. Eating a Christmas tree is one step away from eating vegetables. Yuck.
Making home affordable, MHA can help you. Do you know your options? Reach is ready to help to make your home affordable. You may be able to lower your payment. You may be unemployed and need help. You may owe more on your house than it's worth, or your home is no longer affordable and you want a way out. Get real help today and real answers. Contact Reach, your HUD-approved housing counselor, and learn more about Making Home Affordable, MHA, and how you can be helped. Email Reach at housing@reachforhousing.org. Reach, the number 4, housing.org. Our phone number is 855-48-REACH. MHA. Let's make your home affordable today. Don't miss out. Reach out. Email housing@reachforhousing.org. Reach, the number 4, housing.org. Call Reach at 855-48-REACH. 855-487-3224.
Ain't got no home. I know place to roam. Ain't got no home. I know place to roam.
Welcome back to Reach Radio. I'm still Alan Mason, your host and housing Christmas heavy. We're having our Christmas show at Reach Radio, and that's great. You know, for more than 30 years, our next guest has been consulting both large providers and service providers and startup companies, helping them develop their structure and economic positioning. Currently, he specializes in luxury rental real estate with Berkshire Hathaway Homes of Florida. Cy Kane, thanks for joining the party.
Thank you, Al. Berkshire Hathaway Home Services is about 2 years old, pretty close to our birthday. And it was started by Warren Buffett so that he could provide his strengths into the home service market.
He didn't have anything else to do, right? So he wanted to get into
He's involved in pretty much everything.
Exactly.
I do mostly home service sales of luxury real estate more than I do rentals. And the market's been getting stronger. You know, we see a lot of people, gosh, it's getting cold up north.
Right.
Wanting to come to Florida and looking for homes or second homes down here.
Well, we've done a couple of stories about rental versus owning a home. We know that the millennials don't really want to own a home. They'd rather rent. And what's the market? Is there more rentals now, more homes?
It's difficult to find good rentals right now. Mm-hmm. I mean, there are a lot of people looking for people that are coming down from up north for rentals, and the inventory is short.
Really? It's now, when you say short, it's short for luxury rentals, right?
For luxury rentals, for the seasonal rentals.
Right. There you go. That defines it a little better. Mm. So the best way to get that problem solved is...
Call me.
Okay. Well, let me give the phone number out. It's 561-582-5916. Nothing transposed on that one, right? Sometimes that dyslexia kicks in, you know. We get it. 561-582-5916. Gets a hold of Cy Kane. You could also visit his website at www.homefinderpalmbeach.com. Again, www.homefinderpalmbeach.com. What will we find there when we get to that website? Picture of you?
There's a picture of me. There's pretty much any type of home services you want to find. Anything that I can help you with, you'll be able to use that site and search for what you need.
Good deal. Good deal. All right. Now, your favorite Christmas story.
I'm going to tell something from last night.
You have a pooch story, right?
It is. I have a big 110-pound American bulldog, and he's all spotted in color. And I kind of got suckered into
You didn't tell us his name.
Come on. His name's Bubba Lou. Ooh,
Bubba Lou?
Bubba Lou. Oh. I had a good friend. He looked like Louie with the cigar.
Yeah.
And Bubba, because he was destined to be a big dog.
He's a Bubba.
He's a Bubba.
Okay, so.
And I'm going to tell the story of last night. I was cooking short ribs. Of all things, my dog was sitting there right next to me, drooling over the pot while it was cooking. And when it was all done, I gave him a couple pieces of meat, and he was looking so cute down there. So I found about a 4-inch bone. I thought, you know, it's not so small.
A little meat on it.
A little bit of meat on it. And I offered it down to him, and I'm surprised, one, I didn't lose a finger. And two, my dog swallowed it like it was a pill.
The whole bone.
The whole bone. I was scared for my dog. Wow. And everyone's got to be careful of that. You know, bones with dogs or giving your dog the wrong thing. I gave my dog the wrong thing. It's Christmas time, and I want everyone to think before they make decisions, because that one was it was an interesting thing. I never saw a dog swallow a 4-inch bone.
That sort of goes along with that knick-knack, catty-whack, give the dog a bone kind of thing, but be careful with that.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, they don't digest those things very well.
I don't know what's going to happen the next couple of days.
Well, you have to keep an eye out for him. Hey, maybe some candy.
No, he doesn't do
chocolate. They don't like that. So, okay, Cy Kane from Berkshire
Hathaway.
We appreciate you taking your time coming in and spending a little story with us, and we're glad that you're out there doing what you do. Once again, his phone number, 561-582-5916 or www.homefinderpalmbeach.com, and you can check out what he's got to offer there. All right, we're about to launch the second half of the Reach Radio Show directly after the Reach Radio news. The Reach Radio Christmas Party continues with guests from Christmas past, Christmas future, and Christmas present. I'm sure it will be tense. Coming up after that, Reach Radio Spotlight Home of the Week. We'll show you how this house can become your home. Then our house segment features Reach Radio's resident pest control freak, Carlton Thompson. He will be elaborating on the benefits of eating your Christmas tree and how to make your evergreen last for months, because, you know, a tree that pretty shouldn't be eaten all at once, I guess. And finally, two of the most revered names in real estate join Reach Radio's Christmas party. It's the Tracys. They are decking the halls with boughs of holly. You want to stay tuned for that. But right now, live from the Electronic Palace, it's Reach Radio's news at the bottom of the hour with our effervescent news guy, Steve Cody.
Thank you, Alan.
Cody.
Years after the bursting of the housing bubble, many consumers, especially young borrowers and those who suffered a major financial setback during the Great Recession, have found it difficult to qualify for a mortgage. The tighter lending standards have been a drag on the nation's housing market recovery, and mortgage giants Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac are instituting new lending guidelines. The new standards will allow mortgage lenders to be more flexible with borrowers who have blemishes on their credit for one-time events, things like a job loss or a big medical bill. It'll also reduce the minimum credit score requirements. Now, typically, banks won't approve a mortgage for a borrower with a credit score below 660, but they now have the discretion to lend down to 620 under the new guidelines. Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac previously required down payments of at least 5%. Now, with they will back loans with a 3% down payment, and they'll permit borrowers who refinance to reduce their equity to 3% to cover closing costs. Fannie and Freddie, by the way, own or guarantee about half of all U.S. mortgages, worth about $5 trillion. Confidence in homeownership was shaken during the recession, and many Americans became renters, as the number of renters rose nearly 25% since the crisis. The homeownership rate, in turn, has fallen from a peak of nearly 70% in 2004 to a two-decade low of 64.3% recently. Still, researchers continue to find evidence that homeownership does contribute to individual wealth. The forced savings involved in homeownership is one big way homeowners gather more wealth than renters do. Homeownership requires buyers to save for a down payment, of course, and then as owners, they continue to save by paying down a portion of their mortgage principal every month. Renters could still invest that amount equal to the down payment and any savings from renting, but sadly, most of them just don't. Oh, another way to build wealth, of course, is equity in your home. An easing of trade with Cuba more than 50 years since the start of the U.S. Cold War with the small island nation will undoubtedly benefit Florida, especially South Florida, home of the nation's largest community of Cuban refugees. That's the consensus after President Obama's announcement ending the country's decade-long policy of isolating the communist country. But don't just break out the cigars just yet. Tourism between the two nations will grow rapidly, but only if Congress can lift the ban on ordinary Americans traveling to Cuba for pleasure. Changes announced by the president on Wednesday would immediately allow travel licenses for family visits, for journalists, for educational and religious activities, and a few others, but not for tourism yet. His action authorizes trade with Cuban private companies in building materials for private homes, goods for entrepreneurs, and farm equipment for small farmers. There's also the thousands and thousands of classic cars in Cuba that could be big business for U.S. car dealers and collectors. Financially strapped homeowners who sold their home this year in a short sale or got a loan modification that included a principal reduction appear likely to benefit from the same tax break that helped other people in the past 6 years. Under normal circumstances, the amount forgiven would be considered income and could have significantly boosted taxes owed by the consumer already having trouble paying their bills. Well, the tax break is an extension of the Mortgage Debt Forgiveness Act. That's the good news. Bad news is it's up December 31st, so you have to do it by the end of this year. Average long-term mortgage rates edge higher this week after 4 weeks of declines, but they remain at historically low levels. That could also entice potential homebuyers. Mortgage company Freddie Mac said on Thursday that the nationwide average for a 30-year mortgage rose to 3.93% this week. It was 3.89 last week. And Florida homeowners might soon find a more friendly reception in the state's courtrooms after a state Supreme Court panel found that some judicial practices designed to speed up the cases might actually be improper. The court's Local Rules Advisory Committee said last week that a judge order in Palm Beach County that allows banks to defeat homeowners' motions to fight foreclosures in court simply by ignoring them went beyond the judge's authority. Now listen to this. The effect of this, if the homeowner who asks the judge to dismiss the case or to disallow evidence, will automatically lose if the bank trying to foreclose doesn't respond to the motion. That has been found improper, so we'll see what happens with that.
Do they have 20 days to do that?
No. And finally, the clock is ticking, and here's the conundrum. What do you get somebody who has everything? Well, Charles Messing is a marine biologist at Nova Southeastern University, and he has just the thing, an entire species of sea lily. If you make the winning bid on his eBay auction, you or the person you designate will get the right to name the species that Messing discovered. Messing found a new type of sea lily, and he was diving in the Bahamas. You may never see one of these lilies since they are so deep below the surface, but to be sure, if you win the right to name the new species after your loved one, scientists around the world will be talking about him or her at conferences for years to come.
Hmm.
So I think the city letter should be called Alan El Jefe.
No, I think it should be called Messing Around.
Yeah.
That's his name.
And that, my friends, is the news.
Well, thanks, Steve. We appreciate that. And do you have a favorite Christmas story? That
Actually, I do. How much time?
You got about a minute.
Okay. Among my many things that I've done in the entertainment biz over the years, I was the Santa Claus at Mar-a-Lago many years ago.
You don't look like Santa.
And you don't think so?
Well, you're thin.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Boy, that was nice.
That was a compliment.
Anyway, the Trump family is there.
Mm-hmm.
And this adorable little girl walks up to me and she goes, "Hello, Santa. My name is Tiffany." And she hands me this engraved business card. She was about maybe 5 years old. Next, his wife at the time, Marla, comes and sits on my lap and tells me what she wants for Christmas, which was fine.
Okay.
And then the Donald comes over and sits on my lap and says, "What are you going to give me, Santa?" And I said, "Well, Donald, it seems you've been given a lot. Maybe it's time for you to give." And everybody in the crowd went, like I had slapped him or something. And he goes, "You're right." And Mr. Trump stood up and handed money to all the people that were standing there.
Oh, how nice.
And Santa got a standing ovation.
How nice.
And that's the end of that story.
I like that. All right. Well, joining us in the Reach Radio Christmas story, Christmas story. This is not a story. This is a Christmas show. We're having fun. Pastor Rose from the Royal Palm Beach's oldest church, celebrating more than 50 years of service in the Palm Beach community. Their mission is to reach the youth and aged, providing a safe place for positive interaction and to develop the mind and spirit. Pastor Rose, welcome to the Reach Radio Christmas Party.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, good, let's move that little closer to you there. There you go.
Thank you.
Get the microphone all set up there, folks. All right. Now, you have a special Christmas story, but first let's hear about what the church is doing. What do you have going on at the church now?
Well, on this afternoon at about 5:30, we will be handing out toys to about 310 children.
Well, that's a nice Christmas story.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
And we're looking forward to doing that. It's a special time for children and family. And so for those family who couldn't afford to go out and purchase a toy, we were able to write grants and get some toys in to hand out to these children. I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be a real festive time this evening.
Now, that's 5 o'clock. Who's invited? Anybody that shows up?
Well, no, anybody who shows up is not really invited because everybody that is coming has followed an application and has been approved. So, so those toys were specifically received for those that are coming. So, you know, I'm sorry we can't give the whole community, but
Thinking of the whole world, but hey,
that would be great. And you know, I wish I was like Santa. You know, I could go into every house and leave a toy.
Mm-hmm.
That would be just so awesome. See every kid wake up in the morning.
Let's put it this way then. If the folks would like to get on next year's list, then they should call you at 561-793-1077.
Yes, sir.
And then at least get your application in and get ready to go. Or you could check their website out at www.rpcchurch.org.
Yes.
I got that right.
Yes,
okay.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, my dyslexia doesn't show through when I get the website. It's just phone numbers.
You're doing good. You're doing great. You're doing awesome.
So you guys just had a big Thanksgiving feast out there, right? Reach helped you guys out with a little little donation there. And
that wasn't a little donation. That was a huge donation. Because we were able to serve over 673 families.
Wow.
And they, you should see those people saying thank you and crying and saying how much they appreciate us. It was tremendous, and we love doing that. And hopefully in years to come, we will be able to do much more than that, because helping families is what we're all about.
Yeah, that's kind of what we do here at Reach, too. You know, we like to help out families, and using folks like you, through folks like you, is a pleasure for us to help out the community as well. And I know you've got a lot of nice things. You do concerts out of the church. You do all sorts of stuff, right?
Yes, we love to entertain, and we love to bring a little light into folks' lives. By the way, I wanna, if you don't mind, I wanna say a special thank you to Pat Tracy. I think she's a beautiful lady. Beautiful smile. I like that dimple too. Yeah.
Pat's in the studio with us, folks, so he's being nice. But that is that. You're right. She is a beautiful lady, and she has a beautiful heart. That's the important part.
Yes. And that's how, as a matter of fact, she is an instrument that God is using to help others. And even with the Thanksgiving Project, she is very instrumental in helping us to be able to provide food for families.
Yeah, and that's important, especially in these times. Again, the website for the church is www.rpcchurch.org. RPC, obviously, Royal Palm Church. So you do the RPCC, right?
Yeah, Royal Palm Covenant Church.
That's right. Oh, thank you for correcting me. I appreciate that. The phone number, 561-793-1077. Again, 561-793-1077. Call them up, get on that list, and maybe next year they'll have a nice present for you.
Yes.
That's great. Well, thanks for stopping in. We appreciate you. Do you have a little Christmas story for us?
You know, I don't have a specific Christmas story. But one thing I want to say is that it's always beautiful to be able to bring joy to children. You know, I was not brought up into a very wealthy home. And so we always look forward to Christmas time because that's the time when our parents is able to go out and buy us a toy. So we'd only get our toys one time a year.
Right.
And that is Christmas time. Now, many children nowadays get toys some, you know, during the course of the year.
Birthdays coming up, birthdays coming almost up birthday.
Exactly. So my story is give a child a toy, you know, and let them smile.
Absolutely. Well, thanks for coming in and sharing that with us. We certainly appreciate you taking the time to come in.
God bless you.
All right. Well, now it's time for this week's Spotlight Home of the Week, brought to you by Pat Tracy and Associates. Their phone number, 561-351-8000. It's 561-351-8000. Now, this property, you've heard us talk about it before. It's still there, and it's ready for you to move into. It's 277 Parkview Court in Pahokee, Florida. It's a beautiful single-family home with three bedrooms, two baths. The inside has been totally renovated with a bonus room and a carport. It's freshly painted, new floors, new granite countertops in the kitchen, and wood cabinets. If you're ready to look at this property, it's ready for you to move into. And check this out. If you like to fish, this property is within casting distance of the east side of Lake Okeechobee. It's about 9 miles north of Belleglade. And it's ready for you to move into. You can Google Maps the location. Google likes the zip code, so it is 33476. That's the zip code, 33476 at 277 Parkview Court in Pahokee. Take a look at that. You get the aerial shot, and you'll see just how close it is to the lake there. Again, three bedrooms, two full baths. It's been totally renovated. It's got a bonus room and a carport, freshly painted granite countertops in the kitchen. It's ready to go for you. And that would be this week's Spotlight Home of the Week, brought to you by Pat Tracy and Associates. You can call her in about 10 minutes from now because she's getting ready to come on the air with us at 561-351-8000. That's 561-351-8000. And speaking of Pat Tracy and Associates, she is the executive director of Reach, and she joins us right now for the Christmas party. Where are you? Okay, Jack. Jack's coming on first. Hey, Jack.
Hey, Alan. Good to see you.
Jack's the president of Reach. He's the chief cook, bottle washer, and the guy that gets things done, right?
You got it, Alan.
Without you, I don't think anything would happen around here, right?
Well, I'm not sure about that.
Well, you're the one that, you know, you take care of all the houses and make sure everything's done right. And, you know, when we talk about the Spotlight Home of the Week and all that, we talk about how they've been totally redone and renovated from the ground up. You're in charge of that, right?
Yeah, and I'd like to talk to you about some of the dangers involved with doing that.
Rock and roll.
The financial dangers. And also, this morning I was talking to the person that takes care of the lawns and cuts the grass. Mm-hmm. And one of our houses, and the air conditioning guys were up on the roof working, and all of a sudden they hear pop, pop, pop. And the lawn guy looks up, and the air conditioning guys are laying down, and they hear pop, pop, pop again, and there's somebody out in front of the house and two cars shooting at each other.
Holy mackerel.
And
that happened today?
That happened this week.
Oh, this week. Well, we're glad you're still here. When you said pop, 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 I thought maybe the electrical was popping
or
something.
Well, at first they thought it was fireworks, but they figured out it was not fireworks.
Oh, man. Well, that'll put a hole in your day.
And put some holes in his trailer.
Really? Oh, my gosh. I didn't know it was that dangerous being out there like that.
Wow. It can be.
All right. Well, we'll have to get you a bulletproof vest for Christmas, I guess. All right, Jack, what's your favorite Christmas story? You have a childhood story for us? Or everybody was prepared for this. You didn't get the memo, huh?
I guess the biggest Christmas story we see is we've done houses all over the state, and we did one down in Homestead, and they drove all the way up for the closing. When we handed them the keys, tears were coming out of their eyes.
We talked last week about buying a home in Christmas in January, the best time mm-hmm. to buy a home, right? So you actually put somebody in a home for Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, what a sweet story that is. They're still there? Everybody's happy?
Everybody's happy and still there.
All right. Pat Tracy, the executive director of REACH. Don't go away. You're still here, Jack. I'm just introducing the other half. When I said that these were two of the most renowned people in the real estate business, I wasn't fooling around. You have built a heck of an organization here, and we're thankful for that.
Thank you, Alan. We're really thankful for our partners, NCST, Chase Bank, and those that have helped us get properties. We understand that we're going to get more properties in the Miami area, so we're really excited about that. In the coming year, Fannie and Freddie are going to open up more properties so that we'll be able to help more families in that area. And that's a good thing that we opened the office there for that purpose. So we're excited about the properties. Some of them are in dangerous, as Jack said, dangerous areas. Some of them we have to board up until we get it finished, and then we have to hire security to be there. So be thankful when you go to your home and it's safe, and you can drive in and maybe sometimes not even lock your door, because a lot of people don't have that this Christmas. And they're glad to have a home, but it's in a dangerous area. So we're thankful we can work and make their living better when they're inside.
Well, you know, there are all areas are dangerous when you think about it. No one's immune from it. They can come and go wherever they want. That's the beauty of freedom, I guess. We can drive wherever we want. The idea is to keep your eyes open and make sure. Did you see those guys coming when it started, or it just started going?
Just started going.
Wow.
You just have to be aware of your surroundings.
That's the point. Watch where you are. Watch what you're doing. And if you get into any legal problems, we can call Amanda. Yes. She'll take care of that.
And that home is in Riviera Beach. And you know there have been quite a few shootings there. So that's doing the lawn was a pretty dangerous thing this week over there.
Holy mackerel. Were you on a riding mower? You can get out of the way.
It was a push mower because the riding mower was too big to get in the backyard.
Mm-hmm.
So he was pushing the mower in the backyard when he heard the sounds.
All right. Your special Christmas story?
I think probably the most special Christmas story for the whole group of everyone is the passing of that bill that's going to be retroed.
That's right.
That says that short sales and modifications will not be taxed. Because can you just imagine that you got a gift and they accepted your short sale, they forgave all of this, except you're going to be taxed on every bit of those dollars. So that it has been retroed. They tried to get it for 2 years so we'd know we'd have it next year too. But at least this year, what a present for those people.
Right. So well, hey, nothing wrong with a little tax-free gift there. Yeah, because that's, you know, there's a custom in I think it's Thailand. You ever heard of the white elephant? If you've been bad, they give you a white elephant, and they say if that elephant dies, you're going to die. So you have to keep it alive. So what happens is they wind up taking all their food and giving it to the elephant so it doesn't die. They starve.
Well, Alan, why should it be taxed? Just think about it.
Yeah.
There was no basis to tax on those monies.
Exactly.
They weren't earned income. They didn't go into somebody's pocket. They were true hardship. So those people that suffered the hardship should not have to pay a tax on that. So we're really thankful. That's our Christmas story for REACH this year.
Cool. Well, I want to talk to you about a couple other things, so don't go away. Right now, I want to talk to our house. So, there you go. All right, it's time to get into this week's segment of Our House, brought to you by reachforhousing.org, your HUD-approved housing counselor. And joining the REACH Radio Christmas Party right now is one of the coolest guys in the housing industry. He's our very own resident pest control freak, Carlton Thompson. Carlton, welcome to the show. I know he's there. Carlton? Come right. in. Earth to Carlton. There you go.
I thought for Christmas that you were going to give me the ditch.
No, I give that to Phil. You know, Phil, he's always in the ditch. All right, now listen, we have a strange subject this week. I don't know how you came up with this, but evergreen trees are edible?
Some of them are.
They say there's a lot of vitamin C.
I don't want to necessarily sprinkle on my salad, but if you find yourself in the wilderness and you're hungry, there's a few you can eat, and in most cases they're producing berries that you can eat.
Okay, so the evergreen tree has some berries. Yeah, how about the bark? You wouldn't want to eat that, would you?
No, you always want to watch out for the bite, not so much the bark.
You just go to the end of your chain and bark. That's all that
That's
you
right.
can do. All right, so now how do I keep that tree alive? Because, you know, a tree that pretty, you don't want to eat it all at once, right?
Well, the main thing, there's a couple of myths out there, I guess is the best way to put it, about aspirin and some sugar in the water. None of that's really proven that it helps to improve the life of the tree. Basically, the tree is dead. But the one thing that you need to do is just keep it watered every day. A 6 to 8 foot tree is going to suck up about a gallon of water a day.
Holy mackerel.
It's capable of doing that.
I don't want to have to lay the garden hose underneath the tree there. I mean, those little tree things don't hold that much water, do they?
Nope, you got to really make sure you keep it full because it can suck up a lot of water. You know, people don't realize how much water trees actually take up a day. You know, up here in the Ocala area where I'm at, they got these beautiful live oak trees, and those things will take up 80 to 85 gallons of water a day.
Wow.
Trees will suck up a lot of water, but you want to keep it hydrated so that it'll, you know, last through the whole season and minimize the amount of needles that fall off it.
Right. I was just going to say those needles falling off is because of a lack of water, because the tree's dying or dead, right?
Yep.
So, and most people leave their trees up until about January the 6th, I think it is?
Yeah, some people do, and, you know, just keep adding water to it. Don't say, well, Christmas is over, I'm going to quit. That's just going to make for a bigger mess.
And that'll make it easier to clean up. All right, what's your favorite Christmas story? You got about a minute.
I don't know if it's my favorite, but it seems to be my family's favorite.
Okay.
And that's, they call it the Christmas Massacre. Mother had a nativity scene of Precious Moments, little figurines, and let's just say I had a long night the night before, and I took out the three wise men and a couple of the camels.
Were you alcoholically challenged? Is that the problem?
Let's just say I had a long night.
So you ran over little baby Jesus. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, the three wise men, they got wise, and I dealt with them.
Okay, cool enough. Well, we appreciate you calling in and helping us out with our tree problem, and we'll keep that baby watered all through the Christmas season, and you have a merry, merry Christmas, and thanks for joining us, and thanks for being our resident pest control freak. We love it.
No problem. Thank you.
All right, buddy. You have a good one. All right. We're going to take a quick break? No, we're going to go right to Pat. All right, let's go back to Pat. I told you we wanted to talk to you some more, so I'm not looking for another Christmas story. I'm looking for words of wisdom for the upcoming year.
Well, I'm going to give you a little bit of Christmas, though.
Okay.
You mentioned January 6th. Do you know what day that is, Alan?
Is that St. John's Day?
Yeah, is it the kings, the three kings?
The three kings, yeah.
Yeah, when he said that, he knocked them out. Coming, the wise men, it's the kings and the wise men for that day. And I know in Europe they celebrate that with gifts. It's very important, and that's where that comes from, the January 6th date. But with my words of wisdom that you had asked for, I want to go back and just give some gratitude. I want to give gratitude to you. You've done a wonderful time. This is what show, Alan?
82
shows. Amanda, gratitude to you. You were on our very first
show.
That's
right. Thanks for hanging out, Amanda.
Yeah, and being with us. That's great. Rick and what he does in the studio, Steve, with his voice and his news. Pastor Rose, our good supporter here in feeding the community. Jack and housing people in the community. We're very thankful for that. I think that that's what really this season's all about, looking back over the past year and just being thankful for those that have helped to keep going.
Well, you know, kudos to you, both Pat and Jack, because they surround themselves. That's always the key, right? Successful people surround themselves with other successful people. And I think we've done a great job here at Reach and Reach Radio, bringing you all the latest news and information in the real estate world. And we also want to thank you, our listeners, for tuning in every week. I know there's a bunch of you that do. We appreciate your company, and we're glad that you're here.
I want to say also, not here today, but Vince Larkins, who's been a big supporter and fair housing champion in our area. We want to wish him a wonderful holiday.
We called him. He's on vacation, so yeah, he has a good excuse.
He's a great warrior here for individuals, and we don't want to forget him because he has been such a help to Reach Radio.
That's right. Yeah. And Pat, Jack, any closing words there? We have about 3 or 4 minutes left here. We did say that we were going to talk about the 10 items that people...
Let me just tell you what we have in the future coming up.
That's it.
We have a new individual joining us from Ecuador that will be assisting us as we get more properties in the area. As you know, this year, as we look back, we opened an office in Miami. We've staffed it with two bilingual Spanish speakers.
Super people.
Yeah, we're very thrilled with that. Lourdes Valdez, Gigi
Santiago. Gigi
Santiago,
yes.
So we have a presence there. We're going to be working, as I said, with more properties. We have hired a gentleman from Mexico, Elias Lorado, who then also is taking care of our property paperwork inside. So we feel really staffed to move forward, do a great job next year. There will be another round of round 9 of the foreclosure prevention, and we're in to get funds for that. We feel like first-time home buyers is going to be a great movement next year. We can already feel the rustles of it.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to be doing more classes with that. So we think we're looking forward to this next year as a very active year for REACH, which in turn turns into an active year for low to moderate income families that we want to help.
Which helps fulfill our mission.
Exactly.
It's all neat how it wraps in together like that. You know, I've been telling folks about the First Time Homebuyers Workshop. That's coming up January 25th. That's the next one. And they say, why are you telling us so far in advance? Because they fill up quick.
But we just heard that SHIP is going to be taking funds in, and I believe it's the second week of January. So we may do an emergency class just so residents, since they've just come out with their date, will be able to go ahead with their certificate and file for SHIP funding in Palm Beach County. So call us, watch our website, it'll be there. You'll be putting it on, Alan.
That's right, and you know the website, www.reach4housing.org, and that's where all the coolest information lies if you want to know anything about what REACH is doing and what's coming up. So that will just about conclude this show. Any final words, goodbyes? Or Amanda, you want to shout something out over there?
Get over here, Amanda. Then come over here.
She hung out for the whole show. She's great. You know, if you're looking for the right attorney, she is the one that makes that happen. All right, here's your chance. You got about 5 seconds. Go.
All right, I just want to say a happy holidays to all of you, and thank you so much for having me. I can't believe you had me on the first show. So
isn't that great?
I always appreciate you calling and coming in, having me come in whenever you need me.
Well, thanks. We appreciate you coming by for the party. Well, that's about all the time left to us today, folks. I want to thank you for spending your Saturday afternoon with us, and we want to thank all our guests. They were great as usual. And a special shout-out to some special new REACH clients who finally made the call. You see, it wasn't that hard, was it? Check out the show website at reachradioshow.com. That's where all the REACH Radio Show archives are stored, and you may look at our Spotlight Home of the Week. We'll see you next week from 12 to 1.
Ain't got no home. I know face is wrong. I'm a lonely boy. I ain't got